here's a story from The World.
A world leader sowing mistrust about the COVID-19 vaccine. We've seen this in a number of countries, but right now we're talking specifically about Brazil. President Jair Bolsonaro has been vocal about his mistrust of vaccines, and yet Brazil has actually embraced the jab of various sorts. According to a recent poll, 90% of Brazilians say they plan on getting their shots. I'm joined now by Professor Margaret Dalcomo. She's a pulmonologist and researcher at the National School of Public Health of Brazil's Oswaldo Cruz Foundation. Professor Dalcomo, I mean, despite mixed messages from Bolsonaro and others, Brazilians seem to have embraced the vaccine. Does this surprise you?
Well, actually, you have to understand that Brazilians traditionally are very supportive with vaccines and very adherent to vaccination. So it's very surprising that we did receive the refusal, not as representative as we are seeing in Europe or even in US, but in Brazil, it really surprised us to see that some people could be convinced by, for instance, religious rhetorics, politicization in the bad sense of the vaccination process in Brazil. So for COVID-19, we are having troubles not only in terms of people fed with fake news or bad information, but with shortage of vaccines as well. And so now we have a gap between the first and the second dose, and we need to improve the rollout of the vaccination a lot in the country as a whole.
So help us understand how, despite all of these negative messages from the president, even his rank-and-file political supporters have parted ways with Bolsonaro on vaccines. Why is that?
Well, I think he mixes up the religion and politics and fake news in wrong concepts. But he's losing prestige in Brazil, clearly, even in these terms of convincing people. People are realizing that the Delta strain, for instance, is so contagious, 5-6 times more than the original strain. And so people are receiving the good information from the press. And this is something that I have to reinforce. The Brazilian press has been providing a very good job throughout the whole pandemic. So it's not the Ministry of Health that is providing this data daily for the Brazilian population. So I personally have been participating in the press programs, TV, televisions, etc., since the early March of last year. So this is something that for me, I work in a federal institution. I have been helping the Ministry of Health since the first SARS epidemic, since the H1N1 epidemic. And so I'm used to deal with epidemics. I work in Africa as well for the World Bank project in respiratory diseases, and so I am used with epidemics.
As you said, the media in Brazil played a crucial role in public awareness of vaccinations. What is the Ministry of Health and public health officials actually doing then to spread the pro-vaccine message and raising public health awareness about it?
Well, now the Ministry of Health improved a little, but the problem is that the National Program of Immunization, it is completely dismantled. So we entered the epidemic in a very weakened situation. And so far, we do not have a centralized committee to help us to organize the whole actions. And so what is going on is that each state, each municipality in Brazil is free to take their own decisions. And so it's not something that has been done in the same way. We should be vaccinating at least 2 million people a day. And we reached this figure some days, but not every day. Why? Because, you know, the logistic is complicated. We don't have the full support from the federal institutions and because we are having shortages of vaccines.
So, Professor, in the U.S., vaccination rates have played out largely along political lines, but that does not seem to be what's happening in Brazil, or is it?
It is similar. Oh, yes. We have never seen such level of politicization in a health problem. We have never had it. So when the president comes to a multitude of people and say, I am not going to get vaccinated, he's an example. So he takes off his masks, for instance. He takes off the masks of the children where he is. And so this is something that really makes a sort of diseducation, if I can say so, in a very bad way.
And yet, Professor, as I said, 90% of Brazilians say they are going to get vaccinated. So some of those people clearly voted for the vaccine-denying Bolsonaro.
Yes, but now it's changing. Now it is changing because we are doing a very, very frequent and heavy work. So the number of medical doctors, my colleagues and me and researchers that are going to press all the time. So we are present the whole time, giving figures, giving information and explaining people and trying to convince. We speak with politicians, we speak with religious leaders, we are involving communities, not only to convince, but to explain and to provide true information. And so more than 90% now is convinced that they have to get vaccines, although the official rhetorics being so deconstructive in this sense.
Margaret Dalcomo is a pulmonologist from the National School of Public Health of Brazil's Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, speaking with us about Brazil's vaccination campaign. Thank you very much for your time, Professor.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
From PRX.